Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Numbers, Volume 4, Week 20. Authority, Rebellion, the Vindication of Delegated Authority, and a Proper Representative of God. Thursday, Related Verses. Numbers 12:3, 7, and 8. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than anyone else who is on the surface of the earth. Verses 7 and 8. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, even openly, and not in riddles, and he beholds the form of Jehovah. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? Numbers 16, 4 and 5. And 15. And when Moses heard this, he fell on his face, and he spoke to Korah and to all his company, saying, In the morning Jehovah will make known who is his and who is holy, and will bring him near to himself. Even the one whom he will choose, he will bring near to himself. Verse 15. Then Moses became very angry and said to Jehovah, Do not regard their offering. I have not taken a single donkey from them, nor have I done harm to any of them. Matthew 20:25-28. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Suggested reading. The ambition for power and the struggle for power are in our blood. This ambition and struggle can be found not only among males, but also females. The rebellion of Miriam and Aaron against Moses proves this. I believe that this rebellion was instigated by Miriam. We all need to be careful to guard against the gopher of ambition within us. The first generation of Christ's followers was troubled by the struggle for power. At a very crucial time, when the Lord Jesus was going to Jerusalem to be crucified, he told his followers what would happen to him. Matthew 20:17-19. They heard him, but they neither listened to what he said nor cared about it. While he was telling them about his death, they were struggling for power. The mother of James and John, Jesus' aunt, even brought her two sons to the Lord, begging him to put one on his right and one on his left in the kingdom. Matthew 20:20-28. The other disciples were indignant toward these two brothers. This indicates that there was a power struggle among the disciples. If you read through the Acts and the Epistles, you will see that this struggle for power was there from the beginning of the church life. Ananias and Sapphira were a couple who lied to God. Actually, their lying was a struggle for power. They wanted to be more important, to elevate themselves in the eyes of others. At the end of the epistles, John mentioned one who was struggling for power, Diotrephes, 3 John 9-11. The history of Christianity is a history of the struggle for power. This struggle is within each one of us. You may not realize it, but it is hidden inside you. Eventually, the church life will be a test to our real situation. As long as we are in the church life, sooner or later, we will be tested and exposed. Consider the rebels among the children of Israel in Numbers. Some rebels were on the border of the camp, some were with a mixed multitude, and some were very close to Moses, the leading one. Now, in Numbers 16, 250 leaders rebelled. In view of all this, we must believe that the struggle for power was in every one of the sons of Israel. In chapter 16, Moses was bold and faithful in confronting a large-scale rebellion, a rebellion of 250 leaders. Although he fell on his face, he still did something. He brought this matter openly to God, to let God come in to speak, to judge, and to vindicate. In such a rebellious situation, it is better not to do anything. The Lord is still living. He is still on the throne and is still sovereign. He is the sovereign Lord and the highest authority. He is the head of the body today. Thus, we must always refer these things to him and let him be what he is. This is all we can do, and this is what we must do. Life Study of Numbers, pages 172 to 173. Further reading, Life Study of Numbers, messages 19, 23, and 24. Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1960, Volume 1, Synopsis of Numbers, Chapters 21 and 22.